Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I'm going in a lower register today.
I like it.
I do too.
Maybe we should all do it.
I think it's great. I can't. As a baritone, it's frustrating because I like to hit those highs.
Sure. But
you've said this many times. Yeah. I thought baritone was the lower register.
It is. I thought bass was lower register.
Well, bass is probably the lowest.
The lowest.
But baritone is still down there.
But
right?
I think a baritone is very flexible. We are up and down, you know.
Are we?
I thought so. That's the way Miss Qualls taught it when we were in Glee Club. We baritones were not the basses, but we were able to, well, we'd get down low, but we'd also get up to a higher.
Well, if you were going to do a doo-wop song, which part would you do?
Well, today, I'd probably be bass.
Could you do The Temptations, My Girl? Did y'all ever do that? I mean, you wouldn't sing the lead.
You never
sang lead.
No, they never let me do lead, except in Fiddler. I was a Fiddler on the Roof. I was Tevye, and I played the part to some acclaim. But I always was. I was always a baritone, and Ms. Qualls said, "You're the most versatile piece I've got. You're the most."
I bet she told every child that in private just to make sure, you know, build them up.
That means I can hide you anywhere on the stage.
She said, she said to me, I remember once she said, I wish I had 100 of you. I can put you anywhere.
Do, 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 do.
She said, I can put you anywhere. Uh-huh. Today, I'm limited. I'm in a lower register.
Right.
And it's difficult because I want to get up. You know, I want my inflection. I want
of course,
to
I can't remember who it was, and maybe you were all copied on this email. I don't have it in front of me. But somebody said your illness prevents you from doing Southern Girl, which is Biggie's favorite character.
100% right.
You do.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Impossible. Impossible.
You brought cupcakes.
When I enter my home, as you know, every time I enter the home,
you say four things.
What's up? What's up? You hear that?
I can't do that either.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Weak sauce.
I say, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Daddy's home. Daddy's home. But I do it. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Yesterday, I had to go in. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Daddy's home.
Who's in the house? Hit the alarm.
Daddy's home. Daddy's home. Daddy's home. I don't feel bad. I just have this issue with a registry. It's going to be lower. You used to call it my quiet storm voice.
Yes.
Which is what I think you have to do. You know, on a day like this, it has to be quiet storm. That's
and, of course, there are generations. They may not still be around, but generations of FM rock radio DJs who are very intimate in the microphone.
I love it. You have to turn the microphone up a little bit and you have to make love to the microphone.
You know, you've often heard, I think we've talked about this before, but, you know, Frank Sinatra was by many considered the voice of the 20th century.
Yes.
The voice.
Yes.
You know, just his career is unparalleled.
Yes.
And they say that he used the microphone better than almost anyone. He adapted to the technology of the time because in the olden times, you've seen those microphones that were those giant looking silver things and you had to kind of stand back from them. Like Bing Crosby, he would sing loud. All the other vocalists of his time would sing loud.
Uh-huh.
But Frank got up on the microphone.
And used it.
And he made women damp downstairs.
Used it. Today, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to use this microphone to make women damp downstairs.
I'm drier than the Sahara. I didn't know that we were going to need to pull out the word damp so early.
What's up?
This may be the first time I've ever used my microphone to make a woman damp downstairs. I'm trying to do that, you know, with a lower register to my voice.
Fail.
The problem is... The problem is, I love to go high to emphasize points. I love the fact that I usually can go high on a put up or shut up rock and roll trivia game. We got an all Valentine's edition today.
Normally would demand a variance of register.
Punch it up, you know, go high, go here. My Southern girl voice is gone.
The gym guy, everything you've got guy. You can't do that.
You can't.
Give it everything you got. I always used to do that.
You encourage everyone around you.
Yeah, that's right.
To give everything you got.
I always do that when I'm at the gym. I was doing it yesterday.
Here we go. Come on, push it out. Everything you got. Everything you got. Everything you got.
I can't get there. I said our friend Barry from HR was in the gym yesterday. Everything you got. I can't. And he's like, I can't hear you.
I'm trying to encourage you.
There's no way. So it sounds. So when you just go, everything you've got.
Here we go.
It's not the
Here
same.
Come on, you know? Push it out. Everything you got.
That's me normally. Can't do it. Can't do it today. I'm sorry. I have to be in this register. So when it sounds like I'm unenthused and not happy to be here.
He's right.
When it sounds like I want to leave early and I'm just going through
the
motions.
Why
here.
Punish the listeners even more?
That's right. And today is World Radio Day. I know. So here I am on World Radio Day.
Someone just randomly spinning the dial lands on this.
And they're going to hear a misinterpretation of what I usually am.
That's a day for us to bring people in.
I know.
To reach the young.
World Radio Day. Exactly. By the way, Biggie, and we will play our montages. Don't worry. By the end of this segment, we have a famous montage. And interestingly, we get about 3 days a year. We get Radio Day, which is, I think, just in America.
It's internet, and there's International Radio Day.
And World Radio Day.
World Radio, you're right.
That's
right,
today.
Right.
Well, today is World Radio Day.
Right, and then there's DJ Day.
And there's DJ Day. So we celebrate all three. Yeah,
The only industry that needs to create more holidays to pat themselves on the back.
Right. Well.
Even mattress stores aren't this bad.
Our narcissism has no bounds.
Wait a minute. Biggie. Do you know what year World Radio Day was first celebrated is the question.
2024?
No. Way back in 2011.
Okay.
I don't think we just made this up.
Yeah.
Don't think we're Johnny Come Lately.
No.
You know, when it comes to modern history, recent history, my dates get fuzzy.
Right.
Is that when radio began circling the drain? With the rise of satellites and podcasts and whatnot.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Traditional radio as we know it.
When did we first become concerned that, there's a lot of competition.
Spotify.
I feel like
it was a few years before because as I got into radio, I did have a member of the radio group tell me, I really think you're getting in at the wrong time.
You're here for the death rattle. The death rattle of radio.
I would definitely have a backup plan.
Radio's done, man.
Yeah. Well, they say that, but yet in my World Radio Day stats, which I just read, radio reaches 80% of Americans every single week. So 80% listen to traditional radio every week, which, you know, I mean, there's a lot of competition.
You would hope. I would imagine that in the 1960s, it had to be in the 90s.
Probably.
Upper 90s.
Probably. But 80s pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, but still to this day. Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm sure. I mean,
does that count if you go into a coffee shop and they're playing the radio in there?
Let me see the exact stat. It says that 80% of Americans actively listen to radio at least once per week is what it says. Now, see, if you look like newspaper would be, I would say it's 40% maybe 30% actively read a newspaper.
I mean, a physical newspaper?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe less than that.
Yeah.
One time I looked at newspapers in the 19, I believe the newspaper's peak was like 1974 or something like that, when it was, you know, hundreds of millions of people read the newspaper every day. And now it's a tenth of that probably that actually read a physical newspaper. I've got all these stats on World Radio Day. I remember when radio started to get more competition, the iPhone comes out, so you could listen to anything, anytime, anywhere, all that stuff. And our program director came to me and said, what do you think about these developments? You know what I said? Not concerned. Not concerned at all. He said, this is a new iPhone. I said, won't mean a thing to me.
So what? It's a brick. Here, watch this. I'll smash it. Useless. No way these take off. People need to flip a phone and close it when the call ends.
I said
they want a full keyboard with keys that you can touch.
I said no one is going to want to touch a screen and that doesn't.
What are they going to use their finger
to touch a
their thumbs?
It's not even a button. Is what I said.
I had a good friend who railed against them when they first came out, and he said, no way, it doesn't have buttons, and people need to be able to snap a phone closed in like an argument to show that it's over.
Thank you, that's right.
And he refused, he said, there's no way these things ever take off.
My brother-in-law is the first person I knew to get an iPhone. And the first one I ever really saw up close, I will never forget it, we met at Outback Steakhouse.
Mm.
He said, I got something I want to show you, meet me at Outback. I said, okay. So we all met at Outback Steakhouse. My son was young, and we met as a family. And he gave me his iPhone, and I said to him, Rob, you just got suckered big time.
This is, you spent way too much.
Said, I hope you have the receipt.
You're going to be the only one with this brick. I was impressed with how when you did hit the little, what now become known, you know, as the app, it immediately opened up. Because everything I'd ever touched did not.
Yeah.
Anything I touched didn't treat me the way I wanted it to treat me. You know, but that touch technology, I think that's the key to it. You know, the glass that will let you touch it and it immediately does what you want it to do.
Yeah.
And even feels like the pressure. You know, if you hold down too long on it, it'll start shaking, start like wobbling, yeah, like you want to delete it. You know,
I'll pick up dinner tonight because you've wasted your money on that stupid phone. I know you're struggling now after that.
Nobody's going to be one of these things.
You know, one thing about the iPhones, we've talked about this before too, is that everyone in this room has one, and when you get yours, every time you go to settings, I go to settings and say turn on automatic updates.
Yeah,
which in my mind means every time there's a new operating system, it should update itself.
Yes.
And yet, it never has.
No.
One single time.
I know.
Because it's always like,
I know.
Now, if you have it plugged up to a power source between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., we will automatically update it. But if not, you're screwed.
It never does. No. Even if I do that, even if I have it charging overnight, it never.
Oh, you're not close to Wi-Fi. Oh, you don't have enough battery. Yeah, you're too many apps.
It just will say, well, we failed to update it. Well, thanks a lot. Then you basically have to do it yourself. You don't have to sit there and do it.
Do I need to do this? To have security fixes.
And I know Rusty, our fact checker, will say you're doing it wrong.
Of course.
I mean, we're just lay people. You know, we just do it. It's the same to me with the computer, which it makes you want to shut down. Sometimes it'll say, why don't you pick a time? Pick a time, we'll shut it down for you. Like, all right, I'll do it overnight. And then I'll wake up the next morning and it'll go, we didn't do that. We didn't shut it down for you.
Well, we're going to shut down right when you need us most.
Right. Pick a time. How about when I need it the most?
That's what.
And then, when do you think you really need me?
And then eventually it just says, you can't keep avoiding me. We're shutting you down right now. Right now.
Your company's ordered us.
It will never let you. It'll say, we're shutting you down at this moment when you need me most. You know what Chris Dim did? And we're the only radio station in the world on World Radio Day that will have this. This is all Chris Dim. These are ace in the hole. Wish I had 100 just like you. I'll say to you what Miss Qual said to me.
Oh, my.
I wish I had 100 just like you. We can plug you in anywhere, and it works, you know?
Okay, now send in the next kid so I can say it to him. Now, don't tell anyone I told you this, but you're my bright star. I wish I had 100 more just like you.
Bring! Next class.
I was the only one that could pull off Tevye. In Fiddler, and then go on, and I also played the DJ in our retrospective look back at the 50s. You recall I played that too.
But that was an abject failure.
I missed the mark on Purple People Eater. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When I accidentally was off beat on Purple People Eater, and the whole group went ahead without me. And I was supposed
to... I couldn't keep time.
I had a hard time keeping the beat. Now... Chris Dim said, there's an old song from probably, what, late 70s?
I want to say either 1978 or 1979. And I barely, when you started mentioning radio. World Radio Day. Thank you. I said, there was a song that way back in the dusty corners of my mind that I used to hear on XL102 in Richmond.
A classic radio station.
About radio.
And the song is, Who Listens to Radio? The answer is I do. That's what I like to know. Who listens to the radio? Geez, they were making fun of us then.
Who
listens
to this? That's what I want to know.
Who's listening to this garbage?
That was an Australian band. Sports.
I never heard this.
Kind of new wavy, kind of carsy.
I love it. It'll get in your head, I'll tell you that. Hear my factoids. I said factoids. I'm sorry.
I wish I had a million of you.
We have factoids about radio.
Got that right.
They are. The first commercial radio broadcast was November 2nd, 1920. Now there are more than 15,000 radio stations in America alone.
Owned by 8 companies.
That's right.
Maybe three.
Yeah.
Really three big ones.
Most with the word heart in the title. The evil empire has taken almost all of them.
They're manned by 25 DJs.
And some machines.
Yeah, that's all. That's right. Now it's machines.
Yeah. We're not even real. I just have a bug. I have, like, there's some sort of, you know, that's why I'm not talking.
Would correctly. You like your AI voice to have a cold today?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Put a cold on it today. A poll a few years ago, 5 years ago, ranked radio as the 11th most important invention of all time. Top inventions, electricity, phones, vaccines. And I bet we're moving up past vaccines now.
Oh, yeah. They're dropping like a stone.
Yeah, we're bringing illness back.
Yes, sir.
We're back to where you have to worry about who's coughing near you in a grocery store.
Exactly.
Is that tuberculosis? It is. I thought we kind of got rid of that. It's back.
Now, the Model T vehicle, the Ford, came out in 1908. Didn't get radios until the 1930s. First ones cost around $130 or $2,300 in today's money.
Oh, what a genius idea, putting a radio into a car. Because the old-timey radios were as big as a dresser. Your chest of drawers.
Yes, and you had to listen to it at home, obviously.
In front of them.
Right.
You just sat in front of them.
And I still do. Sit in front of my radio at home and listen. Who listens to the radio? I do. That's who. All right.
Well, Beethoven.
That's right. I do. One in five people say listening to the radio is a top little thing I look forward to each day. Hearing my favorite song or my favorite DJ on the radio is something that I look forward to every day. We've got that. You see that? Mm. It can't. That's why I said to my colleagues, I'm not worried about this thing right here, this iPhone. It's called a brick. There's no point. There's no way anybody's ever going to listen to anything on this.
No personality.
No personality whatsoever.
Here, put it under my tire.
That's right.
I'm going to run it over. What?
9% of people wish radio played more commercials, and we're doing our part in that as well.
What?
That's a surprise. 9% say, I wish I could hear more.
More?
We're doing that for you.
We hear you, America.
Who did they ask?
Right. Who did they ask? They want more commercials. Around a third of dog owners have used the radio to keep their dog company while they were gone so that the dog could still hear something. Now, that still happens quite a bit.
Yeah, I know a lot of people leave TVs on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by radio.
What's a TV? We win. TV fades.
That's way down the list of inventions.
Way down the list. That's not radio is up. TV is down.
Somebody asked me once, do I leave like our show on for my dog so she can hear my voice in the morning? And I'm like, nah. Yeah. I'm the last thing she wants to hear as she sleeps.
But my wife does leave it on for our dog when she goes to work. So our dog hears us every day. Mm. Every day. Now, she plays it through her phone. We've got like some sort of little device that she plays it through. But still, it's us, you know. And finally, a recent poll of more than 1,000 radio hosts found the top reason we do the job we do is because it's the only thing we know how to do.
I'm definitely there now.
Sincerely unqualified for any other type of work.
Yeah.
There you go.
I've now painted myself into a corner.
That's right. Happy World Radio Day, my friend. It's your day. It's our day. And anytime we get these radio or DJ days, which again is thrice per year, unlike any other industry, no other industry glad hands themselves much as we do, you know. We play this montage.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John, what is FM?
Good. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Awesome. I love it. I'm recharged. I feel great. Doesn't sound it, but I feel great.